Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
NBA draft is tomorrow. We're going to have a short show, unfortunately, before the draft, which is kind of a bummer. But anyway, we will cover it wall to wall. We're getting you as much detail as possible. And in that vein, Kevin Armstrong of NJ.com, New Jersey Advanced Media, wrote an excellent in-depth profile of Ace Bailey, who's only 18 years old, who's in this NBA draft. He is one of the, again, mercurial focal points. He's one of the ultimate eye of the beholder players. And I said this at the top. He's the get you fired guy. You can watch a game of his. You can watch highlights of his. And you're going to go, oh my God. Right? I think he's the second most talented player in this draft. Is that fair to say? Second most talented? Guys, by that, I think Flagg is one. They're both 18-year-old kids. But Flagg's got everything. Right? I don't know if he's got a 10 out of 10 skill set, but he's got a bunch of sevens, a bunch of seven and a halfs, a bunch of eights. He could do a little bit of everything on a basketball court. Bailey, and I know he's not 6'10", which is what he was listed as at Rutgers. Let's say 6'7 and three quarters, 6'8". I don't care that much. We're learning how irrelevant that is at certain spots. It's about the skill set. It's about, you know, offensive diversity. It's about being able to switch and guard multiple guys. You can watch a game of his and you go, this dude is incredible. He's making these super stupid, high degree of difficulty shots. One-on-one on the wing, a double team's approaching. He stepped back on a step back. And, you know, the Harden step back is now the Ace Bailey step back, where he's going sideways and backwards and falling out of bounds, and he drills a shot time after time after time. And you're going, these degree of difficulty shots are really hard, right? The other side of that is you're going, why are we doing this? Why are we taking these high degree of difficulty shots against dudes from Northwestern? Why are we struggling to get our shot off against Ohio State? Why can't we get going against Minnesota? Right? He's about to go up against NBA players. You're going to do that against Lou Dort? You're going to do that against, you know, Cason Wallace or Pascal Siakam when he's D'ing you up? You're going to take that shot? So he's a dude that you go, oh my God, the talent. That weighs way more heavily than anything else. The talent will fix him. Right? I think it was Varun Shankar we had on the other day, covers the Wiz for the Post, who said he's the will fix him guy. He needs coaching desperately, by the way, as this profile kind of tells me, where if you get him with a Danny Hurley, or if you get him with one of these disciplinarians who is going to say it's my way or that's it, he could have changed his profile or his game a little bit and probably been a more successful complete basketball player. Right now, and it's okay, he's an 18-year-old kid. I'm not trying to slam the gavel and tell you he'll never be good. My point is, as an 18-year-old kid right now, he is not a winning basketball player. Another lottery pick, the kid that's going second at Rutgers, and again, they're struggling to beat the dregs of the Big Ten. Should not be happening. You get two guys that are going to the top five or top six, I need you to finish third in the conference or fourth. Or be a tournament team. And they weren't. They weren't close to being that. So, and a lot of it's on him, and it's probably not fair. I mean, Harper probably deserves some of the blame, too. Talking about Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's kid. He's fantastic. I'm a huge fan of his. He's going two overall to the Spurs, probably. But for Bailey, he's an eye of the beholder guy, as we've kind of gone through. So his agent is a dude named Omar Cooper. And the reason we know that now, A, from this story, but sort of B, there's been a strange process, I would say, with Ace Bailey's pre-draft type deal. A guy that was viewed, again, as the second most talented player in the class, who was consensus probably going two or three to somebody. Now, you see him mocked to six. You see him mocked sliding out of the top 10 because of what's happening with these workouts, the pre-draft process. My alarm bells go off when somebody who's not 1-1, right? Now, if Cooper Flagg was doing some of this stuff, I'd go, I don't love that for him. Like if Caleb Williams was agitating to not go one place or another, I'd go, that's annoying. As long as you ultimately play ball, fine. He's not doing that, and he's not the first pick, not the second pick, not the third pick. He's trying to manipulate some things. And under the guise, again, under the guidance of his agent, this dude named Omar Cooper. It sort of rubs me the wrong way, where you think you're too good, you're too special for the process, that a lot of guys, frankly, who have better resumes than you, have just gotten along and recognize that it's a privilege to go to the NBA. I know that's probably not fair as a sports fan. It's probably not a fair thing to make those kind of judgments. But just still, instinctively, I kind of go, you're not the one. You're not that special that you can manipulate. You'd rather go 8 to Brooklyn than 6 to Washington or whatever the case happens to be. Well, look at this. I'm going to read from this story. Cooper, talking again, his agent, Omar Cooper. Cooper says anything short of Bailey going number one would be uncivilized. Scouts inquire about the prospect's relationship with Cooper, who was indicted for possessing a machine gun and a black short Uzi clip in 2003, a decade after being charged with attempted murder and possession with intent to distribute cocaine on or by school property. While weapons and murder charges were dismissed, he served 6 months in Mountain View State Prison for a cocaine conviction, according to court records. Decades into a personal rebrand, Cooper is not a certified agent, and his lifestyle sports agency does not have another NBA client. He has an FBI number in court records and has been coy regarding Bailey's pre-draft workouts and canceled one with the 76ers last week, keeping the league guessing about whether a deal for Bailey to a certain team is already in place or Cooper, known for his stoic look and controlling nature, is overplaying his hand. Quote, he's been showing me the path in every way, Bailey says, on and off the court. End quote. Whew. Right? You see what I'm saying? Somebody is going to have to take that risk. And that, again, I'm not telling you that Bailey's a bad kid or that Cooper's a bad dude. He may have actually turned his life around, by all accounts. Not a certified agent, I would offer, is kind of a, it's not a white flag. It's not a green one. I think it's the color of those nice roses for Valentine's Day. A little rojo, right? But it doesn't mean that you should be eliminated from your board. The point is, there are some signs, and somebody's going to take the risk. And I don't know if I could. But somebody, a GM, is going to have the chutzpah to make him their first-round selection, probably in the top 10, maybe in the top 5, top 6. And here we go, right? Let's buckle up and ride. Let's do it. It sounds like, at best, immaturity, which is allowed for an 18-year-old. At worst, I don't know. But this needs to be one of those times where you earn your medal as a scout, as an assistant GM, as a GM, as a president of basketball or whatever. But I found this profile, again, really good. I linked to it earlier at Funny Danny on the old Twitterverse. And it's a really, really good read about a guy that's drawing the most attention in this NBA draft. So I went on a little too long about that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.